The sight you have reached affords views across the whole of the mountain arc overlooking the Sedek and Forni valleys, starting with Grand Zebru and arriving at San Mateo via the Solder, Sivdale, Pallon de la Mer and Vios peaks. Italian positions developed along the slopes of Monte dei Forni, climbed up and blocked Val di Rosol and continued through Isola Persa, Cima San Giacomo, Trasero, Ponte Pedranzini and Dosegu. Here the Italian defensive system linked to Passo del Gavia. Apart from the vehicle access road from Santa Caterina Valferva, links to the valley bottom were also guaranteed by engine-powered teleferics which linked Forni with the Manzini slopes and Santa Caterina Valferva with Punta Segnale and Pizzo Trasero. The Austrian positions, on the other hand, dominated the Forni glacial cirque with artillery positions at Passo del Lago Gelato supplied by the top of Val Martello, while other batteries dominating the Val di Sedek were at Passo del Sivdale, including three Italian 149mm field guns which had been captured by the Austrians and taken up to 3,270m by Russian prisoners of war. These were medium-caliber guns taken up to the highest altitudes of the Great War. The Austrian positions extended along the ridgeline up to Mount Vios, where shelters and huts were built near Viojute and #8211, now Refugio Mantova al Vios. In addition to Viojute, the Austrian troops used Refugio Sivdale and #8211, now Refugio Guido Larcher and #8211, in the upper Val La Mer and Refugio Mantova al Tavila as high-altitude guard posts. The three refuges were linked to the Peggio command by telephone. But who were the men who fought on these peaks, taking part in action which was midway between mountaineering and fighting? On the Austro-Hungarian side there were the elite high mountain companies which included expert mountaineers trained and equipped for high mountain warfare and the Alpine Guide companies. On the Italian side, two companies made up of mountaineers and Alpine Guides were set up. The first of these, Centuria Valtellina, made up of volunteers selected by high mountain experience and technical skill, comprised 40 Tuano Battalion Alpini soldiers, 40 volunteers and 20 artillerymen with a 70mm Krupp mountain gun. Then the Guide Ardite della Val Zebru platoon was set up. This latter was the brainchild of Captain Guido Bertarelli and his adjutant, the Valtellina guide from Grosotto Giuseppe Tuana, nicknamed Frangel, previously custodian of the Stelvio Terza Cantoniera, a skilled guide and chamois hunter. It was made up of expert mountaineers. The platoon never numbered more than 30 men and its main task was supplying support to the men who guarded the highest altitudes. The members of the Guide Ardite della Val Zebru were ideally equipped with excellent mountain boots, white camouflage jackets, pickaxes, 8-point crampons, shoes and gaiters. They also had top-level mountaineering equipment such as ropes, rope ladders and rock piton. They also had mine harnesses. Each man carried a supply of comfort foods, special mess kits with spirit stoves and aluminium flasks all inside a special rucksack. The patrol was autonomous and its commander Tuana set his own strategic objectives in total freedom.